Episode 19, Issue Responses 2944 through 3126. Response 2944. The Mass is different on how it is offered church to church. Meaning some churches show more reverence, some priests are very vague and sometimes look down on being traditional in practice. Response 2945. The current Pope and his fellow cardinals and bishops who habitually, and deliberately, trample the major tenets of our faith in ways that no Catholic can miss. Response 2946. The way the people attending Mass should act and dress. Response 2947. Priests not informing people how to dress for a Mass and being in church in general. Response 2948. Failure to communicate to all attendants of a Mass that the reception of communion is only for practicing members of the church who have been properly initiated. If we allow visitors to casually receive without real knowledge or preparation, it undermines the belief that God truly is present in the host. Response 2949. We need the Latin Mass only. Response 2950. Closure of Catholic schools, poor religious education of youth in parish, lack of discussion of the faith and the Eucharist in the home, lack of Catholic community and involvement with parish events and organizations. I believe these issues have the most severe impact on the faith of the youth. No Eucharistic revival can replace the religious instruction taught in Catholic schools, or the reinforcement of beliefs by a strong, a loving family and active, engaged, and welcoming Catholic community. Response 2951. Bishops not protecting the faith. Response 2952. The Catholic Church seems to make too many of their rules that have nothing to do with the Bible. Response 2953. 1/ The relativity of ecumenism. Our faith is the one true faith and only way to God. 2/ The current constant changes and threatened changes. This is as sure as the sun rises the markings of a man-centered religion. 3/ The overall piss-poor catechesis. This touched upon in your survey. As a hospital-based physician, I need 100 continuing education credits for the state and 100 hours in addition for the hospital. Yet as Catholics, we have no requirement at all to educate ourselves. This to me is crazy. It should be at least offered, if not mandated. 4/ Like my first point, but expanded from Christianity. God does not will other religions. He didn't send his son to suffer and die so we can be Muslims. He desires all to be Catholics. I'm sure there's more. Thank you. Response 2954. Lack of genuine reverence before the Holy Sacrament, such as kneeling while receiving communion and genuflecting entering your pew or passing the tabernacle with the Holy Eucharist present. Response 2955. Some of our separated brethren claim to believe in the real presence but not transubstantiation. The doctrinal distinctions between Holy Mother Church and our separated brethren are weedy and confusing, making it easy to believe that some other church's Eucharistic theology is substantially the same as our own. Response 2956. The lack of authority in the clergy. In some of the churches, the priests are not the heads of their church, but merely come in to administer the sacraments, while others run the church in ways that the priests should. Response 2957. I would say that a lack of lay education in basic theology of the body and how it relates to Holy Communion is part of it, since people don't know why they are receiving the Eucharist, even if they know the biblical/historical apologetic for it. Response 2958. Lack of religious education in public schooling. Response 2959. Radical traditionalists that have a Pharisaical outlook on or practice of the faith and put the Lord in a box. As Saint Athanasius said, God became man so that man might become God. God is not scandalized by our sin nor limited by his sacraments. Yes, we should do all we can to give the Eucharist, the source and summit of our faith, the utmost reverence, but we should not forget that faith in our Lord Jesus Christ is spread not by proselytizing but by attraction. Eucharist means thanksgiving. Let's be a people of joy and celebration about what we have, and perhaps more will want to become children of God, too. Response 2960. Receiving communion in the hand. Response 2000. Talking in church before, during, and after the Holy Sacrifice. Response 2962. The increased secularization of our culture. Response 2963. Sanctity of God's house. When we enter, we need to remember who is silently with us and begin our worship as soon as we enter. Visiting with one another should be outside of the church, and reverent silence should begin when we enter. We also need to be reminded of the proper affair to be worn to Mass, in light of our status as guests in the Lord's house. Response 2964. Failure to offer confessions to laity, and to guide them to make good confessions. Confession lines should be longer, and the clergy need to be aware of this issue. Many approach the altar rail in states of mortal sin simply because of a failure to educate and offer the sacrament of penance. Response 2965. Lack of consistent teaching about the Eucharist by priests and bishops. Response 2966. The novice ordo/mass of Paul VI gives too many variations of the Mass. One can be reverent, while another pariah you might not even recognize the Mass, e.g., St. Sabina, Chicago. Response 2967. How people dress while attending Mass. It is so casual, distracting at times, no respect that we are actually giving thanks and adoring our Lord. Response 2968. Emphasis on dressing appropriately and decently for Mass. Response 2969. Surveys like yours that have a prearranged and biasedness of questions. Not one option of how people do not understand that the Holy Eucharist is Jesus's ultimate gift to the Church. Carlos Acutis, the Eucharist is the highway to heaven. Response 2970. People don't care about God's commandments and feel that if they say they love God, that is enough. I can pray anywhere, I don't need church to do that. Response 2971. The teaching of the Catechism is inadequate. Why and how it is true is never explained, plus it is let slide after confirmation and only taught on Sundays in YFF. Many parents do not reinforce what is taught. The children are never taught how to defend their beliefs and never challenged by those who teach them to stand for their beliefs. Further, reverence in receiving Holy Communion is not encouraged. Response 2972. The priests don't know what reverence is, many horrors just going through motions, very blasé, or corruption, effeminate men more hung up on idiotic showmanship trying to be too relevant to secular culture, see this at Mass, all ages celebrant very off-putting, go along to get along, care more about dollar than souls. Response 2973. Lack of teaching on the scriptural roots of the Eucharist. Lack of teaching on Protestant denial of real presence and how they broke off from original Christian teaching. The seeming unimportance of presence at Mass and physical reception of the Eucharist spurred by online/streamed Mass, es. Response 2974. Catholics not dressing up for Mass and women veiling. Response 2975. Unwillingness of priests to call out poor behavior, e.g. talking in church prior to Mass, as though it's an audience at an entertainment event. Response 2976. Relativism. Response 2977. Evangelization of catechesis, homilies by clergy who have strong belief in the real presence, people required to dress appropriately, teaching on the saints including examination of conscience for ongoing conversion, ongoing in-parish teaching, more works of mercy, do not combine Mass and devotionals with English and Spanish. Involve all parishioners in ministries as a community, not just assigned leaders. 24-hour adoration should be available to all parishioners as well as confession many times a week if not daily. More devotion to our Blessed Mother in all parishes. Response 2978. The handling of sacred vessels as well as the Holy Eucharist in an inadequate manner. I.e. sloppy movement, quick elevation as well as quick Mass release with no thanksgiving after Mass for receiving Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Response 2979. Please talk more about murder of the innocent babies, healing for post-abortive men and women, speak of the sin of homosexuality acts also, cohabitation and hell heaven and purgatory. Have a kneeler to receive a Jesus kneeling on the tongue. I have a sweet lady at Mass who carries Jesus to her pew, I mentioned it to our parish admin, nothing done. Is this acceptable? More scripture studies. Thank you, in the love of Our Lady, yes more of Mary and the saints too. In the love of Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Response 2980. Teaching and modeling to people how to properly refer to the Eucharist in speech. The Eucharist is not bread and wine. It is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, Jesus Christ. The Eucharist is not an it or a thing. The Eucharist is the person of Jesus, the Word made flesh. He is in Eucharistic form. Response 2981. Protestant influence / lack of education on how we differ from Protestantism. Response 2982. Lack of promotion or hostility towards the private devotion of Eucharistic adoration. The implied authority of the pulpit is major, positively or negatively. Response 2983. War against sacred tradition, the deposit of faith and those who hold it dear and the refusal to acknowledge that the Mass is not about we it is about He. Response 2984. I think missing Mass has become more acceptable over the years, about half or so of Catholics I know outside of my family don't go to Mass. I think there isn't enough emphasis on the importance of Mass and it being a time to receive the Eucharist and praise God. Response 2985. Catechesis on the nature of sin and the need for confession. Response 2986. The following may seem unrelated but bear with me. There is a spiritual paradigm shift taking place across the globe because science and religion are bumping heads in unexpected ways and finding common ground. God is perfectly aware of this. We have an old view of the community of saints, God may be allowing souls to witness them firsthand in heaven and live to tell about it. Here goes. There is great interest in near-death experiences, NDEs, these days. This is an area of study where science and faith/religion meet. Science and medicine are finally taking those experiences seriously. Faith leaders are starting to pay attention, but so far they only latch on to the ideas that jive with what they already believe or they attribute all the experiences to the devil. They ignore experiences and ideas that reflect concepts that lie outside the bounds of Orthodox Christianity. There is no endorsement from traditional Christianity when NDRs return to life speaking of the eternal pre-existence of their souls or they are shown previous past lives in conjunction with current life reviews. People who experience NDEs are changed completely. Often their NDE does not relate to the after-death expectations taught in traditional Christianity. Jesus, angels and/or spiritual mentors figure in some experiences but not all. NDEers come back to life having lost their fear of death. They see God infused in all of life and creation. They discover and are assured that life is eternal. They discover a whole new existence beyond the physical body. They discover that their true spiritual identity is individual and communal at the same time. They discover their eternal connection to the source of life. They come back with a new appreciation of life and a fresh focus on love of others and a new mindfulness of their personal intentions in all their thoughts, words, and deeds. The new emphasis stems from life reviews often experienced during their NDE. Many NDEers no longer find organized religion meaningful because their experiences on the other side involve concepts and experiences that go beyond traditional Christianity. The Christian view of God is too small. We now have worldwide instant communication, language is no longer a barrier, and we have a growing catalog of these experiences in the form of personal collected experiences and legit medical studies of them. In the past, these experiences were considered isolated and would have been written off as crazy. There are now too many to ignore with our new life-saving medical technological abilities. NDEers still claim spirituality and belief in God/creator/source. Former lifelong atheist NDEers come to belief in a creator/source. A few have a hell-like experience and come back thankful and changed, ready to live their lives anew with a focus on practicing self and communal love with the goal of mending broken relationships. They lose their fear of life and death and come back knowing they are loved always. This has a huge effect on others who knew them both before and after. Science is being forced to face the fact that the brain and consciousness may be totally separate. NDEers often come back with spiritual/supernatural gifts that are new or amplified. Coming back to life with a renewed sense of living and first-hand experience with spiritual guides on the other side may overshadow their past organized religious experiences, including communion. They would come back seeing every meal as communion and sacred. They don't want or need their religious experiences brokered by organized religion and/or clergy. They come back to life with a full big picture of life and its purpose. They might return to church for fellowship and friendship, but not for the organizational/theological concepts, especially if they contradict their lived near-death experience. People want to believe, and they listen when they witness real change in the lives of people they know. It inspires faith and hope. Response 2987. Lack of proper guidance from the bishops and the Vatican. Response 2988. Rejection by bishops of the deposit of faith and focus on social/political controversies instead of saving souls. An abandonment of teaching on judgment/hell. Response 2989. The sacrament of reconciliation, confession of sins, before receiving the Eucharist. Response 2990. We need to know we are in sacred space, be quiet, dress appropriately, have humility before Christ. Response 2991. The witness, or lack thereof, of parents at home to their children, as it relates to their belief in the true presence, ripples outward not only through generations, but through age groups. If you put a focus on catechizing adults with children, you will plant the seeds of change for the future. As for the present, the priest should make it a frequent and straightforward point to talk about the true presence, and gently remind his flock, almost constantly, to behave in a respectful manner in the sanctuary. Response 2992. Clergy make it all about themselves and not about Christ and evangelization. Response 2993. Failure for priest to come early for a mass and prepare prayerfully. Laity need to witness this. Response 2994. Clerical abuses. Response 2995. All things new, instead of doing whatever it takes to spread the word and Eucharist, they are closing churches and schools. We should be going the extra mile to keep them open. Response 2996. Women wearing head coverings in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Response 2997. Education is lacking, but understanding even more so. You can understand the real presence without the education. None of this matters without the gifts of knowledge and understanding. Education from that point is great, but superfluous without the underlying gifts. So, we need to support the reception of graces and gifts. Our culture does not support a state of grace, so we must teach our body's members how to amid life. To live a life focused on God. Response 2998. As belief in the real presence has dwindled, many Catholics have grown up in an environment where it is regular to disregard the reality of the Eucharist. Respect for the presence requires a culture of respect within the Church. Any one element isn't enough, it needs to flow from community life. Seeing your friends, family, parishioners respecting the Eucharist fully inculcates a similar respect in anyone seeking to grow their faith. Response 2999. How Catholic are treated in public. Response 3000. Failure to teach both youth and adults that the Eucharist is in fact the body of Christ, and that it is not symbolic. Failure to properly catechize the laity is a huge problem and, in our secular society, has led to the belief that the transubstantiation is not a real thing. Also, failure to emphasize that the communicant must be in a state of grace to receive leads people to receive while not in a state of grace, this committing even more sins. Confession is not optional. It is required in order to receive the body and blood of Jesus. Response 3001. Failure to demand proper attire and etiquette in church, especially during Mass. Communion in the hand must be abolished. Use of pattens during Holy Communion. Properly attired altar boys, no sloppy undergarments or shoes. All must present itself according to the truth that we are in the presence of the King. Response 3002. Emphasis on appropriate dress when attending Mass. Response 3003. Seminary formation, Pope and bishops' persecution of traditional priests and their failure to sanction pro-abortion, pro-homosexual clerics and politicians, etc. Canceling Mass, ES, demanding masks, vaccinations, distancing, communion in the hand during COVID hysteria. Response 3004. More confession days needs to be added during the week. Only priest needs to give the Holy Eucharist to the laity. Holy Eucharist needs to be given in the mouth and in your knees only. Education in theology of the body. Priest need to speak up more and stand firm against issues like abortion, transgender, gays, and immodesty, marriage, and many more topics that are happening in the world today. More education on the sacraments and why they are important, and educate the laity on the importance of the Mass. Response 3005. The importance of examination of conscience for mortal and venial sins. Having hard copies of sins against each commandment available to people while waiting on the confessional line would be beneficial. Many people don't realize that things that they do or fail to do are against God's law. Catholics are not being catechized even in Catholic schools. Go after the children the way the far left does, but with the truth about our holy Catholic faith. Bishops and pastors can send evangelizing materials in the mail to parishioners regularly. Remind people how they should receive Holy Communion. Bow their heads. Genuflect. Response 3006. A wholly inadequate attitude towards what the Second Vatican Council calls for in Sacrosanctum Concilium, in regards to making the liturgy the source and summit of the faith. Response 3007. Lack of adoration, especially perpetual adoration, and the loss of emphasis on confession. Really? Saturdays only for 45 minutes? Response 3008. Sign of peace. The raising of hands. Greeting people while in line, to receive the Eucharist. Schedule more time for reconciliation. Response 3009. Lack of teaching / understanding of the liturgical calendar and seasons, how different solemnities, feasts and fasts emphasize the impact of a Eucharistic life. Response 3010. Lack of hard-hitting, liturgical teaching to address catechism / sinful errors during Mass. Response 3011. Reception under both kinds. There aren't enough precautions made to ensure that the precious blood doesn't drip onto either the floor or the communicant's clothing. Oftentimes there is a lack of care in cleaning the blood when it does drip, and this represents a particular difficulty in carpet-floored churches. Response 3012. Not being offered to kneel down as like at the railing or kneeler before the Eucharist. explaining the benefits of receiving on the tongue. How receiving in the hand even came about in the United States. Response 3013. Many Catholics continue to watch the Mass on TV as they did during COVID. They are sacrificing so much in not receiving the body, blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. Response 3014. That a personal relationship with Jesus is required for salvation and the Eucharist provides that intimacy like nothing else. That all Christians once believed in the true presence and their worship looked like ours and only fairly recently that has changed. Explain that the devil is real and doesn't want us to be Catholic and receive the sacraments. Teach people what sanctifying grace is and how the sacraments give us that gift. Response 3015. Shutting down church during COVID. Not reinstating the distribution of the precious blood. Response 3016. Several priests do not show reverence during the sacrifice of the Mass as an example for the faithful. During the consecration/transubstantiation, several priests ask the faithful to raise their hands and participate with them. People raise their hands during other parts of the sacrifice of the Mass. Priests fail to inform the laity that the Mass is a representation of Calvary, which was a bloody sacrifice of the Mass, and now is not bloody, however, still is a representation of the sacrifice of the Mass. Priests who do not give a homily. Priests who during a homily talk about themselves, or do not refer to the liturgy of the Bible, for the homily. Also priests who do not wear the habit, instead they wear street clothes, with absence of a sense of always being on duty. Priests who do not offer instruction on the necessity of confession at least twice a month, being in the state of grace and be a Catholic to receive communion. The priests are not available or approachable. They use the receptionist or secretary who mostly says the pastor is not available. All of this is the priest's duty to the faithful. Response 3017. Failure in teaching in the Catholic schools and catechism the real presence of the Eucharist. Response 3018. The parents are not as involved in teaching their children about the faith, probably because they were not taught as well. Maybe have more family functions where everyone can learn about the faith. Response 3019. Latin Mass is crucial to save our church. Proper attire and reverence inside a church. Thank you for bringing this awareness. God love this ministry. Sign me up. Response 3020. Kneeling to receive Him. Response 3021. Laity not being properly dressed for Mass. Response 3022. Vast majority of U.S. bishops going along with the world and the U.S. government, especially the Democratic political party, in order to receive government funds. Response 3023. Adequately explaining the difference between the Catholic Eucharist and all the other various Protestant celebrations. Response 3024. The allowance of casual attire inside church, especially during Mass. What happened to showing respect to God and other parishioners by wearing one's Sunday best? Gives the impression that nothing special is happening inside. The use, even through glances, of cell phones inside church. Why is it brought in at all? Gives the impression that Mass is no different than any other event. Failure to pay attention at Mass, especially during the consecration, and the failure of parents to require their children to pay attention during Mass, especially during the consecration. Gives the impression that just showing up is good enough. Getting up or walking around during Mass, especially during the reading of the scriptures and the consecration. Gives the impression that nothing special is occurring. No men in key positions. Religion is often thought of as a woman's thing. The lack of men solidifies the belief and gives the impression that it's not that important in life unless one needs emotional support. Response 3025. I believe the entirety of the education plan of CCD needs to be overhauled. Children are simply not learning the faith. Parents should be more involved in CCD as well, they should be the primary educators of the faith. Response 3026. TLM only, get rid of the lectors, get rid of the novice ordo, confession available before and during Mass, restore all the traditional sacramental rites, educate women on the beauty and justice of veiling, exhort laity on staying put until last verse of recessional sung, then kneeling and giving thanks. Catechesis/elevator pitch on the reality of sin, the need for salvation, and God's plan for the perfect sacrifice for salvation and the Oka Church TO offer that sacrifice. There is no plan B. Response 3027. It was sort of mentioned, but sacred silence in the church, not just during Mass, but at all times, is very important, which must include instruction on why this is important. Also instruction on appropriate dress in the presence of the Lord, especially at the sacrifice of the Mass. Response 3028. Many people attend Holy Mass scantily clad. Response 3029. Lack of adequate times for confession and lack of emphasis on confession. By downplaying confession, they also downplay the Eucharist. Response 3030. Failure to teach the faith in detail beyond the homily. Response 3031. The laity's lack of love and poor faith. If we really love the Lord present in the Holy Eucharist, we can find many options and now with technology to catechize ourselves if only if we love the Eucharist. Response 3032. References to the Holy Eucharist as crackers and juice, especially by persons who should know better. Response 3033. Failure to have teachings once confirmed. Only teaching received is at Mass, which are mostly happy, feel-good sermons. Response 3034. Female altar servers. Response 3035. Laity need to arrive early at church to prepare for Mass, to foster prayerful silence and faithful realization in the reality of the Eucharist, rather than greet, check in with others, look around and space out. Some priests speak of the Eucharist as a meal rather than as a sacrifice. Emphasize the latter. Reverence. Response 3036. Due to the scandal of clergy abuse and cover-up, people are not going to Mass anymore. In order to address all the answers to previous questions, you must get people back to church. The clergy, church have to come clean of their sins and only then will people come back. I believe we have not lost our faith in God but in the Pope and priests. Response 3037. Sermons are too concerned with social issues. Response 3038. I think belief in the real presence is less of a problem of belief in the intellectual sense but in faith as an outcropping of authentic and trusting relationship with God. What could this be a factor of? If the Eucharist is the source and summit of faith, and we believe the Eucharist impacts family via the transformation of the soul, then, it is reasonable to assume internal family relationships lacking trust create an environment in which despair and disbelief run rampant. Response 3039. Not pushing parents being the primary educators of the faith as St. John Paul II quoted. It has to start in the home if the clergy could push that people may actually stay Catholic, not putting so many lay people in charge because then it gets political over what's right in the eyes of the church. Response 3040. A congregation that is secular and modern cannot adequately help those new to the faith. Inability of secular congregations to receive the truth. Clergy participating in gossip and slander of parishioners. Response 3041. Things that happen within the church and or the Mass, such as irreverent social events, dancing, lack of sufficient times of confession all contribute to a lack of belief in the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist and the honor and reverence due to Him. Response 3042. In the past, priests not presiding at Mass would come out and distribute Holy Eucharist. Never, now. Also, at times, the presider will remain seated and let Eucharistic ministers distribute Eucharist. Response 3043. failure of men to lead their households in the faith. Most families attend Mass because of the women, which has caused Catholicism to take on a feminized identity for the laity. Response 3044. General secularization/corruption of society at large and the Church's acceptance of that trend has broadly undermined the foundation of faith among the laity and created a more casual relationship vis-a-vis the sacraments. Response 3045. The problem is more than a failure to catechize on transubstantiation. We are failing to catechize parishioners at the most fundamental level. Start with the Incarnation. What was the Incarnation? Who, then, really was Jesus? What were the Incarnation's, many, consequences? When too many Catholics are not even properly catechized that Jesus was God, not just a good man and great teacher, how can those same Catholics hold a properly sacramental view of the Eucharist? Pew Research, August 5, 2019, stated that 69% of Catholics say that the bread and wine are only symbols. My sense of what has happened thought lack of systematic teaching is that historical events, the Incarnation, for the purpose of this discussion, have become abstractions. Once the events of sacred history are viewed as abstractions, the next step is to subtraction. We subtract from the faith until we have hollowed out the substance, take the words in both senses, conceptual substance, as well as substance, the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, and we are left with almost 7 in 10 Catholics holding a Protestant view of the Eucharist. Protestantism, of course, was a subtractive process. Too many well-meaning but uninstructed Catholics have adopted the same view. Response 3046. The formation of modern priest, bad and horrid quality of candidates to religious life, over all diocese folding because of funding going along to get along trying to be secular and too much emphasis on right to life no resolving other issues homelessness, Catholic hospitals, etc. Why people are leaving no leadership from all men across the board cowards just dead words on radio TV pulpit. Response 3047. Discussing sin and the devil in the homilies by the clergy and emphasizing the sacrament of penance to the laities before receiving the Eucharist. Response 3048. Homilies only based on scripture and not usually mentioning the past where we get tradition. Saints' lives, examples of usage of sacramentals and such in one's lives and homes. No talk on the power of the rosary or importance of it and sacraments. Response 3049. No altar girls. No Eucharistic ministers. No women on the altar and reading. Response 3050. Society's push to totally remove God or even the mere idea of God from every aspect of daily life. Response 3051. Lack of communal activities. This shows that the faith is worth living for. One summer camp and a few barbecues don't seem to be enough. I think this is of much lesser importance than what was listed, but it is a disconnect in our lives. It would be really wonderful to have a place to go, perhaps separate from the church, but where parishioners are welcome. What comes to mind to me personally is a prayer garden. Where families can pray together. Where homeschooling moms can meet for play dates and co-ops during the week. Where we can have parish picnics and other events. Response 3052. Clergy has not taught about he sacrifice of the Mass, that the Mass allows us to participate by being right there at the Last Supper and on Calvary with Jesus, suffering with him, ministering to him with love, and thanking him for offering himself, his body and blood for us to consume, be filled with. The importance of reverence in thought, actions and dress. That when attending the Mass, we are not seeing a show at a venue, we are in God's presence. People do not understand this. Shown in disrespectful dress and talking and laughing before and during Mass. It is sad and disgraceful. Response 3053. The Church's years of ecumenism. This has lowered our own standards. Response 3054. Vatican II has greatly affected my own personal family. We are now a Latin Mass family, and everyone who attends has a great respect for the Mass, more than I have ever seen. Several family members raised in the English Mass have fallen away, it's so sad, and I attribute it to taking the TLM away. Our church has fallen apart, and it seems, just like how our sites are not taken care of, as though those in leadership of the church do not care for the souls or even the Eucharist as they should. Response 3055. Communion in the hand. A child asked me when she could get that cookie. I filled her in what that precious bread was, and I emphasizes that with her and the others in my catechesis if the Good Shepherd group. Response 3056. Overall lack of education about the meaning and purpose of the Mass being a sacrifice. Response 3057. The priest are not having you say the act of contrition in confession before they absolve you. They are talking about how the Muslims pray instead of the saints. They don't listen to the parishioners. They pray for the Pope's intentions instead of his conversion. Let's be honest and real. They talk about the science instead of having faith in God. Closing the church during COVID. Response 3058. Incense on holy days is not done anymore in a lot of churches. Response 3059. Extremely progressive bishops and encouraging entertainment within the Mass, with clowns, blessing people with a guitar, dancing in the aisle, check out Cupic/Chicago. Disgusting. Response 3060. The casual and immodest way that women and men dress when attending Mass. Response 3061. Veiling and the total loss of modesty in dress. Response 3062. Cowardly clergy. Response 3063. The ongoing confusion the Pope causes by the lack of clarity in mortal sins and need for confession. Response 3064. Failure to use communion patens and a general problem with clergy not acting toward the sacrament that communicates that they believe this is something extraordinary, the physical presence of God. Response 3065. Traditionis custodes. Response 3066. Telling the lay people that Mass is for worship of God. Your best attire should be worn to Mass. Telling the lay people that quiet and reverence should be the norm at Mass. Chit-chat and such should take place outside of the church. Response 3067. Loss of the sense of sin, priests preaching/teaching the Ten Commandments and repentance and providing many confession hours. Emphasizing being in a state of grace to receive Jesus and what that means. Response 3068. Too casual about communion. Priest not being an example to the lay. Response 3069. I believe each Catholic church should have an adoration chapel, room, cove, etc., that is available to all parishioners and non-parishioners. The Holy Eucharist needs to be displayed, worshipped, and glorified. Response 3070. Novus Ordo. Response 3071. Confession for just 30 minutes before Mass. Priest exits, points to his watch and smiles. Response 3072. Paten should always be used during Holy Communion. Response 3073. We have stopped saying the St. Michael prayer after the Mass. Response 3074. Make the TLM available to everyone everywhere without limitations. Response 3075. Communion in the hand. Response 3076. Observe the precepts. Response 3077. Clergy should remind people, often, of the gravity of receiving the Eucharist while in a state of mortal sin, i.e. divorced and remarried Catholics. Response 3078. The Church and laity have allowed worldliness into our liturgy and daily lives. Mass has been reduced to another social event on a busy calendar, rather than the most important thing we can possibly do. Response 3079. Talking before Mass. Not letting children be taught to be quiet. Response 3080. Clergy not encouraging parishioners to go to regular confessions. In fact, I know of some parishes where confession is only by appointment. This completely discourages someone to go to confession. There should be longer confession times. In my experience, when a priest encourages confession in a parish and gives ample opportunity for parishioners to go, the people will go. They will want to go. Response 3081. Removal of altar rails, non-use of pattens, joking around during Mass by the priest, modernism, lack of catechesis during homilies, lack of Gregorian chant, Protestant music, ad-libbing the Mass, omitting the Confiteor for no good reason. Response 3082. An overall culture of casualness that has infiltrated the Catholic Church that takes so lightly the sacred. Response 3083. One of the biggest scandals, having grave impact inside and outside the church, is the lack of a father in the home. This started with birth control, which priests privately condoned, which gave men a freedom to have sex with no responsibilities. At the same time, manhood, fatherhood, masculinity have been denigrated in the media. In short, men have fled the church. It is an entangled web, and Satan's nasty plan, to destroy the church by attacking families. Response 3084. The Catholic Church interprets Jesus' words about the Eucharist in such ways that are either blatantly false, the Eucharist is flesh and is not bread, or in ways that create contradictions within the belief itself, the Eucharist has all physical attributes of bread but is not bread. Any interpretation that could be true is flat out rejected by the Church. The Eucharist is physically bread, but is also flesh, on some deeper level that we are not capable of observing unless God wills it. As a result, Catholics that claim to believe in the Church's teaching on the Eucharist either believe something that is blatantly false, or something that lacks any meaning due to contradictory definitions. Response 3085. Priests need to speak the truth to parishioners. Talk about sin and hell. Response 3086. Understanding the real presence in relation to salvation history. There is a need in most Catholic churches for catechesis. Very poor instruction about the Catholic faith in most Catholic churches. Response 3087. Having a sign of peace shortly before communion. Disrupts the sacredness we are entering into and turns into a hello, how are you? Also, after receiving communion, we have no silent time to worship and commune with God. Instead, we have disruptive music. Response 3088. The failure of post-conciliar apologists to acknowledge obvious inconsistencies between pre- and post-conciliar magisterium and practices projects cult-like behavior. This lack of intellectual honesty and integrity and disconnect from reality reduces authentic cooperation with grace in the body of Christ to membership of a nauseatingly shallow, happy feelings, spirituality of the lukewarm, Church of Nice cult. Response 3089. Lack of silence during Holy Communion, irreverent music, i.e. modern, playing during and after receiving. No silence to ponder or pray. Response 3090. Loss of a sense of mystery around the sacraments. This is Western way of trying to study and explain the unexplainable. So this loss of belief happened a long time ago with Protestants. Response 3091. I know you brought up sexual abuse, but priests need to call those back that have left. They need to reach out to these people. They could do that by asking the faithful if they know of anyone and relay the contact if and maybe write or call the persons. I realize it's a huge task, but hell is forever. They need to come back. Response 3092. Erosion of the meaning and purpose of the priesthood. Response 3093. Casual and immodest dress at Mass. Response 3094. 1. Failure to put more time and effort into guiding the youth, the church's future, to Jesus and not helping them enough to understand why they need God in their life, leading them to instead slowly be taught by the people and things of this world when trying to find an explanation for things they cannot understand. 2. Lack of parish activities that allow youth to spend time with other kids where, at a young age, they can start to create friendships and grow in faith together, which could lead them to have the desire to come to church because they have something to look forward to rather than being forced to come. Response 3095. Allowing the choir to sing during the exposition of our Lord. Not educating people on proper dress before every Mass. Response 3096. Dress appropriately. Make a difference in what we were to go to the beach, park, store, etc. To church we are going to receive the body and blood of Christ, be in His presence. Response 3097. Prejudice in the general culture, attacking and mocking Catholicism. Response 3098. Deacons, priests, and bishops leading by example and making their own holy hour. We know the ones who do because a few of us catch them. More than that, it changes their way of being with us. We can tell the ones who skip it. Response 3099. The importance of going to Sunday Mass is not emphasized. It is a mortal sin. People do not know what is a sin anymore. Response 3100. And understanding of Catholics taking roles of leadership. Response 3101. Dressing respectfully in the presence of the Holy Eucharist, as in coming to church wearing shorts and sandals but going to a party dress very nice. If one is going to see the Lord God, then they should dress like they are going to be attending an audience with a true King, God the Heavenly Father should has this respect. When the church dress code was lost, so was the respect for our Lord. Orthodox churches insist people come to the church dressed respectfully. Roman Catholic should bring this back too. But I feel nothing is said so not to offend anyone. For fear they'll stop coming to church. Response 3102. My parish has adoration on Fridays, but our pastor regularly changes the times or cancels without notice. We now have e-priests and 3 deacons and an adult formation leader. Response 3103. The attitude and actions from the Pope and many of the hierarchy, including many bishops, regarding the preservation of the doctrines of the Catholic faith and the Mass of the ages has been extremely destructive to the faith of the faithful. There has been a wholesale loss of the sense of the sacred and the primacy of the Catholic faith since the leaders have tinkered with nearly everything we Catholics hold to be sacred and dear, beginning with the order of the Mass. What was once sacred is still sacred except, it seems, to the Pope and the hierarchy and the new democratic process of the synods. Subversives and enemies of the faith are invited to participate and shape an ever more progressive and modernist heterodoxy that is critically harming the Church. In response, so many of the faithful, many of whom have been poorly catechized in the last 2+ generations, are left perplexed and confused as to just what the truths of the faith actually are. Those who still give their full assent to the perennial truths of the faith, and hold traditional worship to be sacred still, are labeled subversive and backward, and worse, they are persecuted, marginalized and cancelled. Add to all of this the debauchery of so many of the hierarchy which has come to light in the last many years, and it is no wonder that so many have suffered severe disillusionment and the loss of faith. When Rome stops experimenting with the faith and the faithful, we may see a return to belief in the truths of the faith, including an unshakable faith in the divine presence in the Holy Eucharist. May it please God to provide for us. Response 3104. While the faith has become sentimentalized, spirituality is focused on self-centered experience, nauseatingly lukewarm, and is inordinately adverse to the cross and suffering. The once great Catholic Church is beleaguered by effeminacy at every level, rotting her foundations. Within her ranks, it's a miracle anyone believes even a fraction of what saints of the past gave their lives for. Response 3105. The failure of priests celebrating the liturgy as given to us, but rather reinventing the liturgy or parts of the liturgy as their own, say the black, do the red. Response 3106. lack emphasis on the sacrament of reconciliation. Response 3107. Deacons, women, altar servers receiving on the hand in front of all on the altar. It starts up on the altar. Response 3108. Taking out communion rails. Communion in the hand. Everyone sitting during communion. We used to stay kneeling till everyone received communion in sacred species back in tabernacle. Response 3109. Inadequate catechism classes. Response 3110. Poor catechesis in general. The de-emphasis of regular, more than twice per year, confession. A de-emphasis of receiving in a state of grace. Few priests speaking about sin. Response 3111. Lack of strong male leadership. Response 3112. The lack of model and spiritual development from a mother, father, and peers. Response 3113. Lack of reverence on parishioners and clerics towards Holy Eucharist, lack of the clerics being present on adoration chapels and selling food or religious items on Sundays. Becoming like a marketplace. Also having charismatic prayer meetings inside the church and dancing, jumping, clapping to a loud voices even on the next to the altar and in front of holy tabernacles, there is so much disrespect towards our Lord, clearly that says, people and priests no longer believe in the real presence of Jesus. Response 3114. The communion rail, the platen beneath the tongue to catch crumbs of the Holy Eucharist. Eucharistic ministers. Response 3115. 1. The lack of faith displayed by the bishops and priests during the pandemic in shutting down churches and denying the faithful the sacraments. 2. Telling the faithful it was okay to watch Mass on TV and say the spiritual communion prayer while they were afraid to be exposed. 3. Once the fear of the bishops and priests subsided enough that they reopened the churches and ordered people back to Mass, it all smacked of hypocrisy. 4. They still have not restored access to the precious blood in our diocese. Where is their faith? In abortion-tainted vaccines? What about having faith in the precious body and blood of our Lord? All of the above has driven away someone I love, and he still thinks it is okay to just watch Mass on TV. Response 3116. Failure to advise participants of the requirements to receive without sacrilege. I.e., be Catholic, in a state of grace, fasted, have belief in the real presence. Response 3117. Lack of adult faith formation. Response 3118. Young Catholics are just indifferent to the faith. Response 3119. Reception in the hand. Response 3120. The way the priest says the Mass, how he comports himself, how he prays, genuflects, purifies the vessels, etc. Also training the altar servers how they comport themselves when they are in the sanctuary. The sanctuary must be restored as something so holy, it's the Holy of Holies. I see too many people in the sanctuary and they walk around the altar and tabernacle way too casually. Another thing is dress codes need to be enforced, must be dressed modestly and decently. Response 3121. A proper teaching on why we should make the effort to attend Mass in our Sunday best, on Sundays, and appropriate dress for all Mass ES. Response 3122. Fewer Catholic schools and attendance, poor parenting in regards religion and morals. Response 3123. Children are taught different teachings in high school in Catholic schools, making them not serious with their Catholic faith. Response 3124. Emphasizing that confession is needed to be in a state of grace to receive the Eucharist. Few going to confession correlates to a lack of reverence and understanding of the Eucharist. Response 3125. 1. Insufficient emphasis during biblical teaching on the sacredness of Scripture, re, this is my body. 2. Humility in the knowledge of the limits of the human mind to understand the mind of God and inability to comprehend the extent of God's power to convert the essence of a material substance to the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Christ. Response 3126. No longer using incense and candles.